The stands are filled with kids, with lips stained with blue and green colors, eating corn dogs the size of their arms. The smell of fried food, fuel exhaust, and animal BO fill the air. The two 12-foot stands are packed, and it's standing room only by the beginning of the show. And how do you convince a bunch of pigs to race along a fenced track?
Sugar cookies. It's all about the food. They've got an awful sweet tooth.
That's Porkchop, or Ryan Howell. He manages, trains, and travels with the pigs. In a pair of overalls and a red shirt, he's standing against the big blue trailer where he and the pigs live during the 9 months they are on the road, traveling around the Midwest and East Coast. He manages about 12 pigs. Half are bigger pigs, and the other half are smaller pigs, for the Show Me Swine races.
The potbellies are about 120 or 130 pounds apiece.
Wow.
And the other pigs are probably 40 to 50 pounds.
They all have names and made-up backstories that he announces before the race. Lindsay Loham, who just got off probation, or Piggy Smalls, a.k.a. the notorious P.I.G.
And our number three pig, ladies and gentlemen, is Miss Tammy Swinett.
The smaller pigs are the faster ones. They're young. They're all the smaller pigs are under a year old.
I'm sure you're wondering how we get these pigs to run around.
Hal picks out what he calls rooters for the pigs. They are people in the crowd who will cheer for a particular pig. He tells the crowd that to be picked, you have to have a pot belly, which prompts everyone who wants to be picked to fill their bellies with air and point at their big inflated bellies.
Do whatever you gotta do to get mine or anybody's attention.
Sandy Kierstock gets picked to represent pig number four, otherwise known as Miley Swinus.
That's the reason I came, actually. I really wanted to see the pigs race.
The smaller pigs gallop in one pack, the leader alternating between leaders, each pushing their way to the front. Unlike the bigger pigs that trot along looking around, the little pig's eyes have the blank focus of being more forward. Kids jumping up and down and sending vibrations along the aluminum bleachers. Hal says the pigs like it when the crowd is going wild.
Sometimes I really do think they speed up.
Sandy's pig won the race.
I believed in him. I knew he was going to win.
After the race was finished, Sandy's pig, Miley Swinus, took his sugar cookie and went back on a joy lap running the loop in reverse. Hal and his co-worker Hambone rally him back into the pen routinely.
You know, it's live entertainment. It's like Murphy's Law. What can happen will.
For the pigs, this particular race at the Boone County Fair is low stakes.
The Wisconsin State Fair, it's huge. They'll put up grandstands. There'll be 7,000 people there for that. Bankston's Pumpkin Farm in Homer Glen, Illinois, it's big. There'll be 2,500 to 3,000 people race there. Yeah, yes, this is smaller. But I like these smaller. I like these smaller agricultural fairs. It's more personal. It's more of it's a hometown feel.
For KBIA, I'm Brianna Heaney.